Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on October 8th, 2006. I am Doug.
I am Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com. Ghost Month continues. Today, we will be talking to American Paranormal Investigations. We will then be having a discussion with Stephen LaChance and Greg Myers from Missouri Paranormal Research. Finally, we will be joined by Ross and Allison from the Advanced Ghost Hunters of Seattle-Tacoma. And so Ghost Month does continue. This is the most exciting month for a lot of ghost hunters.
Oh, yeah.
Including us.
Oh, yeah.
This is quite a trip. Quite a trip. As you can tell, new things are afoot here in the Haunted Warren Winery.
Yeah, you probably heard that feedback, too.
I wonder if the feedback made it through there.
I hope it didn't. I'm not sure. Well, it probably did because I had the mics engaged into the channel, so probably that horrible sound came through there and irritated half the world.
I thought that was meant to cut my brain in half.
Well, it did cut my brain in half, actually. So, you know,
but things are afoot. We're getting used to it. I'm really, really happy.
Well, I'm very happy because we're at this board. I think we've been fighting with this board for a very long time, and thank goodness to some good friends of ours, I think we're getting a new board. We actually have a new board.
She's getting an upgrade.
She's getting an upgrade, and this one's going to be like getting decommissioned to more or less just a traveling board.
Yeah,
from what I understand.
I want that board, as a matter of fact. And I know we haven't discussed this, so this is brand new. Everybody out there is hearing this for the first time.
Yeah,
I want that board to go to the Haunted Basement Studio.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because I want to try some things out with it.
Okay.
And you know, it can only help if I get very familiar with boards as well as you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to try things out. I want to experiment. I want to, you know, try. I'm not going to do a regular podcast because I've got Ghostly Talk. But I want to, you know, try putting some things in. I want to try mixing together some audio. I want to try all this stuff. And if I know these answers, because people email me a lot. You know, what can I do for this? What can I do for that? I don't know. It just sort of happens. With Ghostly Talk, we have a collaborative effort here.
Yeah.
And so I want to learn more about audio production. And if I have that board, and I know it's a downgrade or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a board from several years ago. It's not got all the new bells and whistles. But if I can learn on that guy, I think that... You know, that can only help me in everything that we do. Even when I drag it along and we go, you know, I'll drag it along when we go to conventions and stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll be using it. And hopefully I'll know it inside and out. And I really like that.
Do you want to talk about this we got in the mail this week?
I don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, I kind of.
You guys, just like that, I sprung on Scott L. He's springing this upon me.
Well, this is pretty funny. I don't know if we should talk about it or not. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you this thing first, okay?
Okay.
This is what I got on that thing. Right there, okay? And then, you know, it's a very nice thing. I mean, I opened the letter. I'm like, hey, that's pretty cool. What do we got here? And then I looked at this thing that was enclosed with it.
Do you know?
Yeah.
This is part of the big, big, big debate with a capital B and a capital D.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I've been saying a lot here,
ooh,
too.
Is that an alpaca?
Yeah.
That's an alpaca.
It's a depiction of an alpaca. And then they wrote a song about this.
Here's the thing I don't want to do. If we're going to discuss this, I don't want to bag on the contents. I don't want to bag on what it's about, because that's not cool. We both know that.
Okay.
What I am going to bag on is somebody sending this to us, right? I don't know what
comes from.
Well, yeah. Yeah, exactly, man. I mean, and he gave us his address and everything. I mean,
right.
I don't. Maybe we met him at the Mothman Festival because Park. Crap. Because the city's close to. I mean, it's in West Virginia.
But who is this?
I have no idea.
Yeah. I think I know who that might be, but you know, here's the thing. This is not ghostly talk material.
Well, no, it's not that. I don't know what the purpose of it was. It was being sent to us. I don't understand that. You know what I mean? And I refuse to sit here and bag on. I'm not going to sit here and bag on what the contents are. Okay.
I will say thank you to CR.
Yes,
right?
Thank you.
To CR of Parkersburg, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
However. And this may go into my repertoire. I'll probably take a peek at it, you know, in my personal life.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It does not make sense for ghostly talk.
Yeah.
End of discussion.
Well, yeah. I read the whole thing.
Yeah.
I was driving to Amber's house, like, you know, on Friday when I picked the stuff up, so I had a little bit to go. So I'm like, okay, well, let's kill some time here. So I actually read it
mm-hmm.
the whole way through. But then I said, well, I don't feel any more enlightened, to be honest with you. I don't know why this was sent to us. I don't know why. So, okay.
Hey,
thank you.
Everybody needs a reminder here and there about, you know, things and our place in the universe. And my place in the universe is right here behind this microphone.
Yeah.
My place in the universe is at the conventions, shaking hands and talking to people and learning people's ghost stories.
Yeah.
My place in the universe is going out ghost hunting. I just bought a new gizmo, and we tested it last night.
Yeah.
And, speaking of which, one thing that I want to do, this is Ghost Month, so this is directly relevant, unlike mm-hmm. this other thing. I purchased a dirt cheap, it's very inexpensive,
mm-hmm.
Condenser microphone. A dirt cheap condenser microphone. I mean, it's within budgets, okay? It's less than a digital camera.
Yeah.
Monetary-wise. The sound quality is pristine.
Is this the one? Did you just say that? I don't know if I heard you correctly or not. Did you say that's one with the USB?
And that's the beauty of it. This particular condenser microphone plugs not into an audio board, and then from an audio board into a sound card or other analog to digital converter, which would be part of your computer. This plugs directly into a USB port of a computer.
Okay.
Picture this. You're going out ghost hunting. You want to get EVPs, or you want to do an ITC experiment, or, you know, something audio-related.
All right.
Okay? You grab your condenser microphone that plugs directly into a USB port.
Okay.
You grab your laptop if you should have one, or you call up a friend who will be with you and you say, grab your laptop, make sure it's fully charged. I'll meet you at the site. Whatever, okay? Laptop, USB microphone, condenser microphone.
Real sensitive microphone.
Highly sensitive, crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
That is the way to do it. Whether you're trying to directly capture EVPs on this microphone, or if you're just using it to record the ambient investigation,
mm-hmm.
who was where, who was talking, who was coughing, whose stomach was growling,
yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. No matter what, this thing picks up a lot of the sound in a room, and it's crystal, crystal clear. I remember we were talking about our upcoming guests.
Yeah,
not tonight's upcoming guest, but later in the month, and it's all posted at www.ghostlytalk.com.
Yeah, just go there. Our whole list of guests for October is up there.
We'll be talking to GIS, at least Brendan Cook. Brendan Cook from GIS. And, excuse me, I remember having heard him on with Art Bell back in, what was it, April or May, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because I'm a Streamlink member, because, you know, I'm a geek, and I'm proud of it. Just like a lot of us are.
Yeah.
I'm a Streamlink member. I went back and I found the show that Brendan Cook was on.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to it and I was like, you know what? This is exactly what I remember. What I remember was that Brendan, GIS and Art Bell, they were presenting audio that they had picked up with a condenser microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, theirs was a bit more expensive than this, right? Their setup is, you know, a studio quality condenser mic, mm-hmm. and then a board, and then, you know, and finally it goes into a laptop or a what is it, a digital recorder, mm-hmm. you know, it goes through the normal chain that you would expect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so they've got, like, the studio-style setup that they drag along with them, which I don't blame them. But this new technology
yeah.
that marries a condenser microphone with a laptop or any USB, you know, device with a USB port mm-hmm. that can record. Wow, this is a truly mobile, truly revolutionary kind of thing for ghost hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't experimented with it very much. I mean, I just got it Thursday. But I am going to be experimenting with it more, and I'll let you guys know, and hopefully I'll capture stuff and be able to play some stuff for you so that you can hear just the incredible audio quality. Consider it. If you have any questions, my email is doug@ghostlytalk.com. I'm not fabulous at email, so you may have to wait a few days or months. But if I get too much email, I've done it. I've forwarded things off to Scott Allen. Said, Scott, can you, you know?
And Scott, so, do this.
Scott, do this. Answer these emails.
Tommy wants to know who manufactures the mic.
Samson.
Yeah.
Samson.
Fine company, fine product.
As a matter of fact, we use some Samson gear here in our studio. Our compressor limiter is a Samson.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is we don't know how to use it.
Well, we know how to use it. It just isn't working. There's something missing in the equation here.
And it's not Samson's.
Well, no, I'm looking at the thing right now.
It is compressing.
It's working. It's doing a fine job. It's stereo quality.
I just don't think we have it.
Something's not there.
Its settings in association with the settings of the computer recorder, mm-hmm. I think, are two different things. And I think
it's a friggin' mess. That's what I think it is.
And I think we can fix it. Okay. And that's what I told you. I had a couple ideas.
Yeah, we're going to work
and,
on that.
And I told you before the show, and I have a couple ideas. We're going to work on that hopefully through the week. Because mm-hmm. what we want to do is we want to really improve audio quality of the show
mm-hmm.
so that people, when they download this to their iPods and their mm-hmm. MP3 players and onto their computers, and also who's going to thank us a lot is the radio station Ghostly Talk.
Well,
like,
you know what? The thing is, it's something we're working on now. This is something we decided to put our arms around. We've been kind of fighting with this board and stuff all year long.
I want to improve sound quality by about 25%.
Yeah, but the thing is there's been a few things here and there, like, oh, guys, you know, this could be better, this could be that better, but we really haven't got too many complaints about it. So, you know, I think the audio...
Well, not lately. The end of last year, beginning of this year, we were a mess.
It was kind of bad.
It went bad for, like, the between Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays.
Something happened. I don't know.
It went haywire. It went totally south.
We couldn't keep. It was like trying to write a bull. I remember that now. But we're working on this pretty hard now. We're going to be...
So we're working on audio quality. We're working on production values, such as the intro. Even, you know, we're gonna try not to do it with squeaking next time. But that'll be interesting. I'll try it that way.
If it isn't one thing, it's another thing. You know, I just can't do something. It's a piece of crap board. Just keeps squealing up.
Through it all. Through
like
it all.
Tom Green, I swear to God. I feel like Tom Green. I've seen Tom Green's show. And
I guess it's better than Red Green. Have you seen Red Green's show?
Well, at least his show goes smoothly. Well, Tom Green's show, from what I see, it's a complete... Well, we were being a Bonnie Wash because mm-hmm. Guar was on there the night before they were on.
Guar was on
the night before Dave came on our show.
Yep.
And we got to watch that show, and God, what a mess. You think Tom Green, of all the people, this guy would have his
had his son in his living room.
Yeah. And from what I understand, all the people that work for him, they're all working on a volunteer basis, too.
Right. It sounds like Ghostly Talk.
Well, pretty much, yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing about audio, about what we're doing about this is not only a podcast. So I know a lot of people podcast, they catch our show through a podcast mechanism. This is not only podcasted, but we're also live.
Yeah.
So we are live on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. And so anything that you hear encoded during the live stream is what goes on the podcast.
Pretty much, except for the intro tonight. Well, I'm going to take care of that.
We have to do some work
on that.
So what happens is, though, that we live by the mantra...
Sure.
We live by the sword. We live by the mantra that the show must go on, just like a play, just like all live broadcasts. And so what happens is...
We got too many people booked for the show. I don't think
when things are happening like that and Murphy is in-house, that's just how it's going to be that week, you know, mm-hmm. and tune in next week, it'll be different. So we're live. We've got a few more different challenges than a podcast would, because a podcast can be produced.
It's all pre-recorded, which is cool. Don't get me wrong. But when you're trying to pull this stuff off live, oh, God.
It is a whole different animal.
You've experienced every problem you can experience doing this.
And I can't tell you how many people have come to me and said, Doug, you've been doing this show for decades. Which is not true. I've been doing this show for just under 5 years. Mm-hmm. Or we're in our fifth year. And because we will be five in March.
Yeah, March.
So what happens is you've been doing this show forever. And I want to do a show. And I want to do this, and I want to do that. Whatever you do, don't. No, I encourage shows.
Take up gardening. Do something else.
No. I encourage people to do their shows because I want people to get out there. I want people to get noticed. I want people to put their hearts into something. I want to hear people. I want to experience people. That's why I love going to the conventions. I want people to tell me their stories. And how can you do that? You can tape it and put it up as a podcast. I love it. Mm-hmm. But the people who want to do it live, now, I think, you crazy.
You're crazy.
You crazy.
You didn't move the neck enough
when you
did that.
I'll try that.
I don't know one man that can do that. A man can do that? No. I've never seen a guy do that before.
I think it would get out of whack.
Men are built more like
lizards. Do you promise to, like, work my neck if it
I'll
snaps?
I'll make it better if
it snaps
snap.
Up.
Yeah, it just pops off
you
and rolls
crazy.
Up like a
dandelion.
Speaking of live shows, tomorrow night. Now I know that we generally do our bonus or what we call these bonus shows. They're usually done on Tuesday and or Wednesday and or Thursday nights.
Uh huh.
It's over the years, those are the days we've done it, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to cover everything.
These are done some other night other than Sunday.
Well, I'm getting to that. Usually we do Tuesday through Thursday is generally the day. People are going to be confused. I know what's going to happen.
And now we say no more.
No.
Oh, that's not where this is going?
No, this isn't where this is going at all. What I'm saying is... There you go. Jerk off.
Out of control.
I'm tired. Shut up.
Where were you going with that,
Scott? No, well, we have a bonus show tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
See, the reason I'm saying that is most people, when they see bonus show on our schedule,
they think
Tuesday, mm-hmm. right? So I'm like saying right now, we have this bonus show tomorrow night that's going to be live tomorrow night. And it's Monday night at 8 p.m. tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the content of tomorrow night... By the way, I got that up on the server for you, finally. There wasn't enough juice out there to do it where I was at. So
I'll take a little
home.
Listen.
Yeah, it's all up there for you. Anyways, tomorrow night's going to be interesting because I didn't have time to put it up on the website, but we're going to be visited by a man named Brian Jones. And also along with him is going to be Dr. Stephen Rourke.
I talked
to Dr. Stephen, Dr. Rourke, later last week, and he asked if he could come on. Also, these two people, they work together.
Now that's quite a show because I'm familiar with Brian's work.
Yeah.
I'm familiar, of course, with Dr. Rourke's work. Wow.
Well, what's going to happen tomorrow night is
I guess it's not officially part of Ghost Month, but it's kind of really totally related.
It's totally related.
It's not a ghost hunting group, though, would be.
No, it's just Brian, and like it says on the website, Brian is an ITC researcher.
Yes.
The guy actually is obsessed with ITC, as a matter of
which
fact.
Which is awesome.
Which is very cool. And Dr. Rourke works with this gentleman. They work together on things. They exchange ideas. And we were actually introduced to this man through Dr. Rourke. And Brian and myself have been corresponding for a little while here, and when we finally got things together where Brian was comfortable enough to try to put the stuff on the air, I said, okay, let's do a date. Now, ironically, you wonder, well, why are they going to broadcast it on Monday night?
I wonder that too.
Well, it really doesn't have anything to do with schedules. It really has to do, with an actual EVP that was recorded.
Oh, I remember you telling me that's on the telephone.
And, okay. And you'll be able to hear it.
That fancy thing that I don't know how to work.
It's within the presentation that we've put together, me and Brian. And Brian sent me all this stuff over there, and I kind of organized it so it's presentable now that we can actually put it on the air and stuff. And one of those pieces of audio is this. And what me and Brian were discussing was, and what the audio says, and you guys, we're going to hear this tomorrow night. I don't want to kill a thunder right now. But what the message that came through with the audio was, October 9th is your night. This is one of the EVPs that he picked up. So that's why Brian called me up that night. This is like 2 weeks ago. He's like, dude, we October 9th. I'm like, well, how about October 10th? We usually do our shows on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it has to be October 9th. I'm like, well, thankfully we're flexible enough that we can do that. If you feel like that you need to do this October 9th, let's do it October 9th. So that's why we're doing this tomorrow night. That's the whole reason.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the whole reason behind this.
Okay, that's quite a build-up.
I
love it.
I will say this. We are going to probably be going through tomorrow night for the people who do listen live.
I think I'll show up.
Well, the people...
sounds like a good show.
Well, thanks, Doug.
Yeah.
For the people that who are listening to this on podcast, or they're listening to the archive off the website or whatnot, or it's being rebroadcasted today, which is going to be, like, let's say it's Monday right now.
Which it's not, but it will be when this is being rebroadcast and podcast.
And it's sad to listen live is that, well, I mean, you can listen to the archive, too. We're going to be probably going through about 60 to 70 different pieces of audio tomorrow night.
60 to 70 ITC experiments.
Basically, with all different forms of ITC communication.
Wow. This is going to be an amazing, hardworking night.
It's going to be
I can't wait.
Yeah, and basically, like all these bonus shows we do, we're going to basically, I told Brian, I'm like, look, there's not going to be any pressure or any time limits. We're going to take as long as we need to take to do this thing the right way.
I'll bring my teddy bear.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's what's going to happen. but no.
I'm not sleeping here.
That's basically, it's going to go until we feel like we've gotten... Brian has gotten his point across.
Excellent.
So that's tomorrow night. That's what's going to be going on tomorrow night. Special show tomorrow. Starting at 8 p.m., we're going to have Dr. Rourke and Brian Jones on to discuss all this audio that Brian's recorded and these experiences he's been doing. So be there or just listen to the archive, I guess.
The first half hour of Ghostly Talk is always for us to ramble on and on and on about all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so I want to ramble just a little bit.
That's why I have my headphones off.
Excellent. If you're... Okay, I come from a fairly well-balanced family.
Oh, my God.
I actually like, you know, my parents.
What kind of email did you get to this week?
I like my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I adore my nieces. And we're expecting a new addition to the family in December.
Mm-hmm.
So they were having a baby
congratulations
shower.
Congratulations to Pete.
Yes,
and Becky.
Yep. They were having a baby shower for it today. We don't know if it's going to be a boy or a girl. We don't know anything about it.
They're waiting until it's born.
They're waiting. Yes, and it's going to be a girl though. I saw Becky and she's writing. You know,
you didn't see no cannoli on there.
So it's up, and usually that means a girl. So we'll mm-hmm. see, but I predict a girl. Anyway, mm-hmm. so what happened, and I could be wrong, but now that I've said it, like, to thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
This boy's going to pop out.
A boy is going to pop out.
Just hanging off of him right here.
What do you mean?
He's going to have a tattoo on one arm, cigarette in the other hand.
He's going to have a coffee and a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be like...
Doug said I'm a girl.
I have a favorite uncle, and it's not Uncle Doug.
But anyway, they... anyway, here's what happens. My instinct, when my family was telling me about this baby shower, was men, boys, males, do not go... to baby showers.
Exactly.
You do nowadays.
Well, and here's the thing. That's what everybody told me. Everybody told me. I said, you know, are you going to the baby shower? No. I'm not. I'm not a girl. I am a boy. So I am not going
not
to the baby
though.
Shower. I'm not doing that. It's a girl thing. And mm-hmm. and of course they're like, well, this is, you know, 2006 and boys.
So who cares? It's a time for peace and quiet. All the women are out of the house.
So I go, I could have got a lot done.
I'm kidding, Bonnie. I'm kidding everybody else too. It's a joke.
So what happens is they parent pressured me.
They pressured you to go.
I was parent pressured.
Your parents did.
Yes. I was parent pressured into going.
I never saw Pete to be such a master manipulator.
It wasn't so much him as the mother, the matron figure, the matriarch
the hen.
Of
I
the
love
family.
The
queen hen.
Okay. So anyway, I was parent pressured into going.
Yeah.
And so I went because I was parent pressured. So I went mm-hmm. against my instinct.
But did you enjoy it?
I sat there without food. They didn't.
Well, that's a disaster in its own right, obviously.
The thing is I wasn't technically invited. I wasn't on any list. I was just in, you know, forced to go by my mother, whom I love. I love my mom, and I trust her, and I think she's, like, absolutely fabulous. But I went against my own instincts and deferred to my mother. And mm-hmm. I sat there, and they weren't going to feed me. So, and I was thinking, you know what, I that's not a problem. I'm not supposed to be on a diet anyway, and but yeah, like that happened. But anyway, I wasn't expecting to come, and they weren't expecting me to be there. Right. So, you know, that's not really that much of a problem. But then, of course, my dad said something to me, but I was still a little bit resentful because I was forced to go. I was pressured into going against my own instincts, and I was pressured into going to this baby shower, which mm-hmm. I thought I should not have been at. Mm-hmm. And evidently, a lot of people thought I should not have been at because they didn't even plan a plate for me, okay? Mm-hmm. So, I wasn't expected. I didn't want to go, or I wanted to go, but I didn't, you know, think I should go. And I went anyway, and, of course, they didn't have food for me. So, I was resentful only in the fact that I had let myself down. I had not followed my gut instinct, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my dad says, you can order a hamburger. So my dad says,
mm-hmm.
while he's eating his chicken piccata. and I said to him, and I love the guy, I really do, I love him, mm-hmm. but I said, if I were going to pay for a meal, I would pay for a meal I wanted to buy at a restaurant I wanted to buy it from.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what that means? I was bitter. That means I was bitter. I was bitter.
You don't say.
I was obviously bitter. So, the moral of the story, the moral of the story is, if you're male, and you can tell when you're in the shower if you're male, if you're male.
Most of us can.
Sorry. Okay, you're right. I can think of a couple of people who can't, but okay. But
very nice.
Let me just. Can we do a takeover?
Yeah, go ahead. Take
if
it over.
You're male mm-hmm. and somebody invites you to a baby shower,
yeah,
and it's not going to be, and your name is not going to be on the birth certificate as well as the mother and the child's name,
yeah,
don't go.
I have to disagree.
Don't go.
I have to disagree.
Yeah. She's acting like my parents.
No. I'm going based on we had a baby shower. Last year, was it?
I'm getting coffee.
My nephew invited just as many males to his baby shower as he did women. And these are people that he's been friends with his entire life, and they all showed up, and they all had a great time. If you are invited, and you RSVP, and they know you're going to be there, then it's not an issue.
Okay, but what if you are parent-pressured or family-pressured into going
different.
To something?
You said if you're invited to go to a baby shower
okay.
and you're a male, don't go.
I still maintain that.
You're going to cause arguments between many relationships.
That. I think you should send a gift. And, you know,
co-ed
call
baby,
me Mr. Manners.
Co-ed baby showers and co-ed wedding showers are big now. They have them all
they
the
They need
time.
To separate them again. Here's the thing, everybody. Don't invite me. To
I'm
your
invite
baby shower.
You to everything I
do.
Do
not
now.
Invite me to your baby shower. Do not invite me to your what is it when
wedding,
women go
bridal
out?
Shower.
Bridal shower. Don't invite me to anything like that because I just won't go. You can invite me, I'll send you a little gift.
I'm not
okay?
getting married ever again.
You're gonna get a Best Buy gift card for $25 to $50, depending on who you are.
I don't know. These baby showers have never really been that big of an issue to me. I mean
Did you ever go to one?
Yeah, well, I've stopped into them and I said, boy, this is really boring and it sucks. So I turned around and walked out. That's really what I did.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, I just said, boy, you know, this is something for the females that
don't
I like to do.
Give in.
I can't
to
do it.
Parent pressure. Don't give in to family pressure. Trust your instincts. That's all I'm saying.
Tell your mom and dad to just go walk up a rope. You're not going.
This is one intense sexist attitude I'm facing right now.
This isn't sexist at all. I was joking. That one comment I made was a complete joke. I made it very obvious.
I'm just not talking about you.
I'm talking about him.
I know. I'm just saying that I just lived through this drama, and I did not have to. It was not part of my life. It shouldn't have been part of my life, and it was. I let it be part of my life. It was my fault.
Well, thank God it's 6:30, I have to tell you.
think of it.
No, see, I understand. I understand what you're saying, dude. I really understand what you're saying. I mean,
I am looking forward to baby F.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to baby F.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to many, many stuffed animals and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. And I don't think I can say it enough in the next 2 seconds or whatever we have left. But how many hours of cartoons?
Oh, it's cool. Yeah,
cartoons. I'm looking forward to.
I'm not about baby showers.
Reading. I I'm looking forward to all of that. But one thing that I will not do anymore is go to a baby shower.
You people, everybody out there, keep this in mind. If you want to invite Doug to your next baby shower, just don't do it.
I want to get pregnant now, just so I can invite him to my baby shower.
That's time for a break. I've had enough.
For more information.
We're out of here. We'll be right back.
Go ahead. Coming up, American Paranormal Investigations.
Friends, do you ever wonder, who am I? Why am I here? What is the meaning of life? Why do I keep repeating the same patterns, and how can I change them? Why am I free from being able to have the life that I've always dreamed of, and what is stopping me from having this? How do I meditate? What is an aura, and how do I see one? How can I come to a sense of well-being physically and spiritually, always? How can I remain in a state of absolute love, that soulful love, felt and expressed from within the heart of the soul, or we may say unconditional love, bliss, peace, and spiritual oneness in life continuously? Dr. Patty Diamond, Lady Diamond, in co-creation with Spirit, shows you the path through the new book called Stepping into Spiritual Oneness, Spiritual Rememberings of the Soul Through Life Experience, available at Diamond Lady Publishing, www.diamondladypublishing.net. We'll be right back.
Have you heard Midnight Eclipse Paranormal Talk Radio yet? Well, then go to www.midnighteclipse.net.tc and find out what all the fuss is about.
Native American background. He studied traditional ceremonies and medicine from his uncle. Dave's family has always discussed and embraced the paranormal. He moved to California and started American Paranormal Investigations, in part to assist others with their struggles surrounding the paranormal, but also to provide others with the opportunity to learn more about the paranormal. He works in the social services field by day and by night monitors the group's nonprofit status as well as coordination for the California Haunts television production. The website is www.ap-investigation.com. We would like to welcome Dave from American Paranormal Investigators. Investigation. All the way to the last word, you know.
You did well.
To Ghostly Talk. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you.
What's going on, Dave? I've actually known about you guys for a little while here, and when we got the email, it said that you want to drop into the show. I was like, oh, that'd be great. Let's definitely put you in for Ghost Month. How long has API been around?
We've been around for about 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I started the group around 2001, and back then it was just a real small group of just a few of us that, when I first moved down to California from Montana, I was also looking on the internet for local paranormal groups here in California, and hooked up with a group that, you know, we started to go out and do a few investigations, but things were moving pretty slowly, so decided to break off and form our own group and started off from there.
Okay. Now, when you, you know, the one thing that was really interesting I noticed when we were reading your bio is that you have a Native, you said you have a Native American background.
Yes.
How does that, I mean, I'm just wondering, you know, I have to say you might be the first Indian ghost hunter I've ever met, really. I'm wondering how that actually, how does that influences what you do? I'm wondering how you approach it. If there's anything different maybe about how you approach doing this sort of thing as with that Native American background that you have.
Well, the interesting thing about it is, my family always talked about the paranormal, ghosts and ghost stories, especially a lot of my relatives growing up around the reservation, so it was something that we'd always talked about, and it was always a part of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
So around the time, back in late 1999, some of the paranormal shows started coming on TV, and there was a, it seemed like that was when the interest first started.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching, you know, a few of the shows and thought to myself, hey, I could do this. So I got some very crude instruments and just started going out by myself back up in Montana at that time.
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine wrote an article about it, one of the places I investigated in Montana. And then I, you know, decided to move down to California. And from there, I took a lot of the traditional teachings that I had learned from my uncle, who was a medicine man back in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to apply some of those principles to the work that we do now.
Okay. So you do apply that into your study then. That's really cool. I mean, I like seeing people do that. I know there's just different people. I mean, we've heard all over the world. You know, we've talked to so many different people, and there's, you know, as a matter of fact, we just talked to Justin last week from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
right.
Like, okay, it was really funny. So we're like, okay, so how do Australians ghost hunt? Which is pretty much the same thing. It's really a stupid question to ask, you know, because it's you know, but, I mean, like music, you know, it's like kind of the universal language. I think ghost hunting is a universal language too.
But at the same time, I mean, somebody could, you know, say, well, here's my ideas, and it does provide an opening for somebody to really dig into to their ideas and their differences and anything that's the same. And I think that that's really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I think that's the thing that, that helps us stand apart from other groups is we have not only the scientific piece of it, but we also use the sensitive piece. And then there's the Native American piece that I utilize if people want blessings or their homes cleansed. I mean, we will do that if and only if they ask. I mean, it's one of those things that they have to ask me in order for that to be done, because I won't push that onto somebody else if they're not okay with that. Mm. So it has to be something that's asked for, and I think that's what sets us apart is that willingness to help. It's not only utilizing the scientific piece of it, but also trying to, you know, help families that have these issues and want whatever is in their homes gone. So for us to be able to help them with that is essential, I think.
Well, you're talking about removing that. I'm just you're talking about things that you want, think they want things gone. You guys are. See, I never consider myself with the studies that we've done. I've never ever approached that, to be honest with you, like saying, okay, right, I'm going to get this out of here. I've talked to people and worked with people that say that, you know, that they can remove something from an area, but I know it's not something that I have tried to do myself. Is this something that you guys do specifically?
We do if it's asked for. Again, they have to be wanting us to remove what's there.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, people are okay with. Once we do the investigation, we give them the findings, they find out there is something there. A lot of times they're okay with it being there. They just want to know one way or the other that they're not crazy,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, what they're experiencing is real,
mm-hmm.
and most of the time they're okay with it. It's on those rare occasions that we go in and whatever force we come across is negative or is doing negative things and the family wants it gone, will we consider it at that point?
Mm.
Oh.
So it's a combination of
yeah.
you know, those kinds of things.
What's the most unique situation you've run across? And it could be anything. It could be you can interpret that question however you like.
Okay, I would say the most unique situation I've come across would have been a residence here in the Sacramento area where I came across something that was physically holding me down during the investigation. And the interesting thing about it is I felt I was on one knee and I couldn't stand up, so I had to have people actually help me up. I'd walk outside and I'd start to walk around, and as I walked around it was gone. I was okay, but I had to go back in several times to experience it, because of course I even felt I wasn't sure if that had really happened or not. So I'd say it was not necessarily anything evil, but just a strong enough of a force to, you know, let me know about its presence. So that was probably the most bizarre thing I had experienced.
And did it repeat when you went back in?
Yes, I did it probably five times.
So
just because I had to be sure myself that this was, you know, this was really happening.
So you kept questioning. You're like, okay, well, maybe it was something else. And then you go back in.
Right.
And then it
maybe it was
again.
Me just not feeling well. Maybe it was me just, you know. And then once I got up and I was moving around, as I kept moving, it had gone away. So it was the actual movement itself that kept things okay. So I had to go in myself just because I had to know for myself what I was experiencing.
Interesting. It's interesting in two ways. It's interesting, first of all, that's a physical force,
mm-hmm.
and that's fascinating to me. But then also that you not denied it, that's the wrong word, but you questioned it no less than four times, because you kept going, did that really happen? And you go in and, yes, that really happened. And then you go back, wait a minute, did that really happen? And because in your normal life, like if you stuck, you know, your hand in fire and you go, oh, that's hot, I, you know, it burned.
You don't go back four times.
Yeah, you don't do it four times. So this is something that really either, I don't know if maybe, you know, you had to overcome or struggle with, or something was showing, it sounds like something was showing you something. You know, you're going to learn, and you're going to learn it tonight.
Right. And normally, I just get colds when I go into places. I mean, I can feel things, but not to that extent where it was, you know, weighing me down to the point where I couldn't get up. So most of the time I go in, one time I went into a place, I got pushed in the back slightly. But for the most part, it's usually cold I usually get cold. So that's the worst of the extent that I usually feel.
Very interesting. That's a dramatic.
Everybody else gets pushed except for me.
You got pushed?
I've never been pushed before. I walked in this house and I was pushed. I'm like, I've never been pushed by anything before.
Maybe you don't need to be pushed.
Maybe I have been pushed. I just don't feel it.
Or you ignore
I'll
it.
I'll push you next time.
I knew you'd.
I'm glad we have a volunteer.
Bonnie would be first in line for that job, apparently.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, these are rare things that happen that, you know. And again, like I said, when I was being held down, I had to experience it again because I'd never experienced anything like that before. So I had to know for myself what I was really feeling. Because most of the time I go in, it's, you know, the other team members that are either seeing things or hearing things or experiencing things, and I'm so involved in making sure that everything's going okay that I don't often experience things as much as I, you know, possibly could.
Right, because if you're being coordinator, you know, you're
busy coordinating.
You're busy, trying to take care of everybody else and make sure they have what they need. I have another question.
Okay.
And I'm so happy to have you on the phone right now, because when people call you, when people have a need for you guys, right? Because I think this is going to be a good sampling, you know, talking to API is going to be a good sampling of like what people experience. And I'll ask
a few more
throughout Ghost Month, but I want to know this: when people call you, is it primarily the ladies of the household who call you? Okay, it's a two-part question. Is it primarily the ladies of the household that call you, or ladies in general? And then
we're going to start talking about baby showers again.
No. This is not baby shower kind of material. This is real serious. I'm really seriously interested in this because I was reading some articles and I noticed a correlation.
Okay.
So I want to see if it boils out that way or not. Is it primarily ladies of the house that call you? And then when you get there, do you find much interest out of the males of the household?
To answer the first part, primarily it's interesting because the majority of the calls or the emails that we receive are from females. And I believe in general females tend to be more sensitive or open to these things than males. So I think that's part of the reason why we get more emails or phone calls from females rather than males. And also guys tend to be more not believing of the things that are occurring, regardless if it's happening right in front of them. It seems like it's more of a lack of a belief or wanting to believe it. When we get there, however, if there are males in the house, they've tended to be quite interested or fascinated with the process, regardless if they've experienced anything or not.
Well,
so there's been an openness or a willingness for them to be there and be interested in what we're doing, but not necessarily the ones that are actually calling us to begin with.
That's because you're bringing all the equipment out then. That's what's going to end.
Right. And, you know, guys love toys. So
it's got
blinking
lights. It makes a whirring sound. Okay, this is now I'm interested. Now we're going to do something. You know what I have to say? I mean, that's an interesting point, too. I mean, thank you for bringing that up, Doug. We get tons of email, and the bulk of it is from females.
I talked with
experiences. Like, hey, guys, I wanted to relay this to you. This happened in my house a couple months ago. I get tons of emails, and the majority of them are females. I mean, I don't have a statistical breakdown now.
But
the bulk of it is female.
But I have a general impression, and my general impression is that it's interesting because I tend to, when I'm out at the conventions and stuff, I tend to physically be talking more to males. But when I'm at home,
it's because more males smoke. That's where you're usually at the smoking cell.
Hey, that's gonna stop soon, by the way. But anyway, here's what happens: when I'm behind my computer, I find myself, reading emails and corresponding
more from females. Yeah,
so,
I agree.
And they're finding at API. The females call, but then you know, so they decide to take the action. You know, there's an action required. They can't ignore this. They want to know what's the next step. We're going to call API, and then when they get there, just everybody's interested, which is really really an interesting slice of Americana, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And ghost hunting in general,
mm-hmm.
no matter where you are. So I'm going to try and bring that up, Dave, to other folks that we're going to talk to through the month and see
yeah,
if people find
that
same kind
stat
of...
I'd like to get is, like, is how many... And I really think, I mean...
I know it's a generalization and it's not scientific, but I'd
but
like to
still,
get a feeling
it's interesting,
it.
Though. It really is. And I'm going to make a prediction on that, too, that, I mean, just as we're saying tonight, it seems as if more females, we're being contacted, like, as an API in Ghostly Talk, we're being contacted by more females than we are males. I think by the end of the month we're gonna be sitting on that same opinion still. I really
well,
think
either
we are.
That or we're gonna get a letter writing campaign. Yeah.
Well, yeah, or we're gonna have a burning like I don't know.
And with that, females in general
mm-hmm.
tend to be much more descriptive and specific about the phenomena that are occurring.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the few emails or calls from males, they're very very nondescript. So I think that females in general take more time to express what's really happening and tend to acknowledge it more than males. I mean, that's another reason why I would say that. I don't think, and that's, you know, not anybody's fault, but I think that females are more sensitive and open to those things.
Well, they're more, they might be more open to express it, too.
Right, and yeah. No matter what, we understand that this whole discussion is more of a generalization than anything. There's mm-hmm. always exceptions to the rule, but...
Oh, yeah.
But I'm,
like,
you know...
Like myself.
I am interested in this kind of thing, and I want to see, like, where it's going and how it plays out in the future, especially as, like, you know, the cable channels and satellite channels and stuff like that are carrying more and more stuff.
Yeah.
I want to see if that might even out or might flip-flop mm-hmm. or if something goes on. It'll be interesting to
I think
it,
I
that.
Think honestly it's impossible to get an exact number, obviously.
Well,
but,
yeah.
But I mean, as far as the generalization goes, it's an interesting stat to play with.
It's just interesting to monitor that. Dave, when you do go out, okay, and you, what kind of equipment do you take? Do you take what you see on TV, or do you, how do you approach an investigation equipment-wise?
Well, we do use a lot of the equipment you see on TV, such as the EMF detectors mm-hmm. and the non-contact infrared thermometers. We do use... DVD camcorders to record and monitor rooms for activity. So a lot of it is those kinds of things. A couple of our sensitives also use dowsing rods in order to ask questions and get feedback. So there's a variety of new and old technology that's being used by our group.
And that's interesting because I just talked not even a couple of days ago, it must have been, maybe it was last week, I don't remember, but somebody is studying dowsing rods and pendulums.
Right.
And I thought that was very unique because, you know, I'm like, at one point, you know, you think, oh, that's so, you know, old school. but at the same time, you think, well, wait a minute, that's been relied upon for years and years and generations of people.
Hundreds of years.
And so it's a proven or, a, you know, tried and true kind of thing. And if you get good at it, who knows what kind of information you could crack open. So it's very very interesting that you should bring up the dowsing rods. And I just heard about them in so recently.
Dave, let's talk about the website. You mentioned that you wanted to talk about your website. What is going on over at ap-investigation.com?
You know what? I'm going to let Ann take that piece over because this is... something that she started not that long ago, and it's due to her design and all the time and effort she's put into it that it's become what it is today. So I'm going to give you over to Ann.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, Ann.
Oh, my God.
How you doing, Ann?
I'm doing good.
You know, you're on Ghostly Talk.
Ooh. Okay.
I think Scott's happy.
Welcome to the show, Ann. I'm just messing around.
That's Scott being really creepy.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
No.
There's
so
much laughter in the background. You guys are so excited to hear my voice.
Oh, we are at works.
Well, I talked to you earlier, but I'm still excited to hear you.
Oh, okay.
Ann, I
thought I had my 1-900 voice on.
Oh, we've gotten some of those.
It's radio gold. I got to say it.
Yeah,
radio gold.
It is radio gold. Ian, you do the, www.ap-investigation.com. Tell us what's going on over there on the website.
Oh, man, you name it.
All right.
It's going on. Everything from just posting investigations to trying to portray our data as undisturbed, to keep it as unedited as possible. You know, we want to pull it off the investigation and preserve it so that people can see it for what it is. We don't want to disturb it, meaning that we don't want to make it something that it's not. If it's not a ghost, we don't want to make it a ghost, and vice versa.
Well, I always love to hear that because, and I'm not knocking anybody, but you know, we go to a lot of you know, ghost hunting websites doing what we do here.
The most difficult is the audio, cleaning up the audio so that we eliminate the background noise to find what's underneath, but without disturbing what's there.
Okay.
And I'm a photographer by trade. I'm an X-ray tech.
Okay.
And so I deal with a lot of noise on photographs.
Mm-hmm.
So digital photography actually has come to be, it's real similar to the audio. So there's a lot of parallels, but there's also not so much in other areas. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I know.
Digital technology?
Well, yeah, and that's what's marrying all this stuff together now is the digital technology.
Exactly. That's my common denominator.
And that's what it makes it so much easier to manipulate things and edit things. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Great on the one hand.
Yeah.
And kind of a little bit of a double-edged sword on the other hand.
But yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, I want to point things out to folks, but at the same point, I want to show pictures that show, hey, we do 2-3 shots. And there's nothing there, and all of a sudden there's this question mark going, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
I can't explain it. It wasn't there before.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reflective surfaces, or, hey, there's a reflective mirror right here. It's on all three pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is. Or there's this audio clip that, you know, that plain as day, here we are. We've recorded all our voices in the room, and here's something else gone, hello, but it's not one of us. And it's spoken words that are clear as day, not one of our voices.
Well, that's the way to do it, I think. You know, I mean, my thing with EVPs, and Doug and I have discussed this at great length many of nights, and, you know, with EVP, that's kind of what we... I can't remember the last time I took a picture, like, in a haunted area. I just don't do it anymore. I like to record EVP. That's what I do.
We're concentrating on EVP. We're not.
I've got some that I'm going to be posting real soon here, actually on October 16th, once I present it to the owner first.
Okay.
Excellent.
That is a Class A. And it's it's an incredible example of a Class A.
And that's the way to go. I mean, that's how I've really, and we've talked to some people that really are saying, look, we need to really lock down on this thing and more or less just focus on the Class A types. That's what people are looking for.
I've got stuff on there. They're just very few. It's hard to find those Class A's.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard. And there's a lot of not saying about this because I don't want to taint anybody's impression of this. I want you to listen to it, hear what you hear, and it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So everybody, next Monday or Tuesday, October 16th or 17th?
October 16th.
Mm-hmm. October 16th, next Monday, go to go there beforehand and you might as well check it out.
Go there a bunch of times.
But www.ap-investigation.com. That'll be linked up, of course, on our Ghostly Talk website.
Yeah,
permanent link.
Permanently, definitely.
Unfortunately,
we're out of time, though. We have to go to break.
We're going
to
be unable to talk about the California...
Yeah,
California Haunt.
The California Haunt.
We're
going to... Television.
Well, we'll have you back on real soon. How's
that
sound?
Can we do that?
That sounds great. We'd love to come back.
So can we talk to Charlotte next time?
Yeah.
Charlotte would love to come back.
Cool. Tell her we're sorry.
We do apologize.
Let her know. She's sitting right next to us here, shaking her head.
She's going
down with ghostly talk.
In a fashion, yes, she'll come back.
Oh, right.
She's shaking it that way, not the other way.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Stay on the line for 1 second, okay, Ann?
Stay on the line.
Guys, this is Ghostly Talk. We want to thank API for coming on the show and hanging out with us here for the last half an hour. Coming up next, we have Steve LaChance and Greg Myers from Missouri Paranormal Research. Stay tuned. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be right back after this.